Hello, we are the Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast. This is sort of a weird episode. This is, we're going to call it 43, special. It's a special 44. Edition. We're, 44, you're right. Yep. We're going to call it 44, but it's a one shot. We're going to do a shorter episode, and we're going to talk about one thing today. We're going to talk about the Star Wars
hair.
We're going to talk about Andrew's hair.
Andrew's hair.
It's so.
I have the best hair in the family.
I think we can. I can't think we can fill 30 minutes.
I think the top of your head has the best hair. Yes, my face has the best facial hair. So I think we tie.
I
think
I don't know if I agree with that, dude.
Sorry. I've seen your facial hair. It's not that great. It's crispy.
What? You're so mean.
Have you seen my... No. Your beard is fantastic. Don't get me wrong.
Your facial hair is awesome. I have to admit.
Now I feel bad. Your facial hair is
awesome.
Your facial hair is great, but my facial hair is just so much better. That's what I was going to say.
It's in a class by itself. I think that's a true statement. It's in a class by itself.
I'm growing out my beard for winter, too. This is the Brothers Geek podcast where we beard talk. Now it's beard talk.
Beard and coffee talk.
Welcome. Special edition episode. Yeah.
The one shot.
Is that going to be the
one
title?
Throw people off. We're not talking about beard and coffee today. We're talking about Star Wars The Force Awakens because we are super pumped about this. And the trailer came out this week, and we're just freaking the F out.
Freaking out about it.
So we want to do like a special episode where we could just talk about that. If you don't care about this and you're a weirdo, you can just skip this and move on, and we'll be right back to our normal stuff next time. But this is all we're talking about. There's nothing else. So,
yep. The hype machine.
That's a good warning. That's a good.
It is a good warning.
Yeah. I mean,
should we do some facts first of all for those of you who might not be as
let's get some facts going here.
Facts.
Well, as accurate as kind of.
Well, it came out on Monday night.
Our names.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's okay. So I'm Patrick. That's Chris. That's Andrew. We're brothers. We're geeks. This is what we do. We talk about geeky stuff on a podcast together. Hopefully, you listen to us. If you're hearing this, you're listening to us.
If this is your first time, welcome.
Yeah.
If this is your first time, this is not what we normally do. This is not a normal episode. This is just. This is the Star Wars freak out episode. That's what this is.
Basically what it is. Yeah.
Well, the Star Wars freak out episode is coming in December. This is the hype episode.
The freak out episode is the episode after the movie.
Premiere. Yeah. After we go see it. And then we record immediately.
We're like quivering puddles of emotion and happiness.
I'm hoping that's the case.
Remember
the lead up to episode one, fellas?
I remember the lead up.
I talked about that last night with Gabby and Shane because we watched the trailer together, and I was like, I'm going early and I'm going to wait in line, and I told him I did that for episode one. I waited 8 hours to see Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
And they looked at me and they're just like, we're sorry.
Yeah. You're the biggest idiot.
There was a lot of idiots. We all did that.
I waited not 8 hours, but a long time.
I waited at least 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. I got out of Jar Jar Binks. I was still in high school at the time. It was like my senior year of high school, I think.
Or it was junior year.
It came out in 1997.
It wasn't 1997, was it?
It absolutely was 1997.
So I was like a freshman.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And then I waited in line for like hour. Like I got out of school and it was like a midnight show.
Yeah, oh yeah, they were
yeah,
doing.
It would have been a midnight show. They didn't do early.
Right, they didn't do the early ones then. But like, I waited in line like hours. Like, I got out of school and went straight to the theater. I think.
No question.
Yeah.
I think I did exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Did we see it together, Patrick, or did you go with your friends?
I think the episode one, the family went. It was like you and me and mom and dad.
The Harkins at Metro. Yeah. It was me and you, mom and dad, Danny, girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. Jeez.
And I think that was it. Because Chris,
I was in D.C., right?
Yeah, you weren't living in Phoenix.
We were
yet.
In D.C., yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you see it in D.C., episode one? Do you remember?
Oh, God. I'm trying to remember.
Was it like a random old movie house or a newer Multiplex?
No, it was a Metroplex.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Why are we wasting time talking about Phantom Menace?
Seriously, episode
The Force Awakens. Okay.
That's to temper the...
Yeah,
that's... It's a dose of reality. And our nerdgasm!
Yes, we understand. We have been very disappointed by Star Wars films in the past.
Exactly,
and our hype machine has been...
freak out because The Force Awakens look freaking awesome.
Okay, yeah. This is the third trailer we're talking about here. If you're listening to this like posthumously, Monday night came out. Monday, October 20...
It was during Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football is like the 21st. And just the internet exploded.
Tickets
went on sale the same day.
Tickets went on sale the same day. This is the last trailer. Give me the stats, Andrew.
There will be no other new footage, apparently, between now and the release date in December.
Wow.
That's bonkers.
They've just given us enough. Let's
get you some numbers. So it debuted during halftime on Monday Night Football. Uh-huh. 16 million people were watching.
Dear Lord.
Just the Monday Night Football. And apparently there was a spike in viewership for Monday Night Football that they attribute to the fact that all the geeks that don't watch football are watching Monday Night Football. My whole family was sitting
in the living room and the only reason why they were sitting in the living room was to watch the frickin' trailer.
Exactly.
We're watching football.
Oh no. Well, so here we go. It debuted on Monday Night Football, 16 million viewers, and then across all platforms in 24 hours, there was 128 million views.
Whoa.
Globally. Across all platforms. In 24 hours.
That's insane.
I don't know what the source is that you're getting these numbers
StarWars.com.
Is there a comparison?
I'm getting this from StarWars.com.
Is there a comparison to the number two?
There isn't. There's no comparison.
I mean, that number is mind-boggling.
Well, and you were talking about this before. It's like everybody tried to buy tickets, and all these sites crashed like crazy.
I tried to buy tickets on movietickets.com. I couldn't.
Yeah,
crash.
Everybody freaked out. So do you guys want to take a stab at how much money it's already made? It's not. I mean, it's a low number, obviously, but it's already sold
pre-sales. I'm guessing 10 million in pre-sales.
That was going to be my guess. 10 million.
Yeah. You guys are pretty close. It's like 6.5 for just IMAX. So it's probably
just IMAX.
So just IMAX. It's $6.5 million. And they're not including on this list like how regular theaters. So I bet it's close to 10. I bet you guys are dead on.
Well, it's got to be over 10.
Think about this, and this is anecdotal.
I mean,
you got to figure every
first showing and second showing are already sold out.
That's insane. Right? That's
the
insane.
7 o'clock at Cine Capri in North Scottsdale that I was planning on going was sold out by the time that I was able to use the website. So I bought tickets for a 7 o'clock show. At the same theater, in a different show,
not on the Cine Capri.
All right, so
it's sold out.
So that there's all that. Let's talk about the trailer. One more number.
Okay. I have read from various sources, and who knows how kind of accurate this could be, but there are media sources that are projecting or thinking it's a possibility that Episode 7 could do $600 million in opening weekend revenue.
Opening weekend?
I've heard projections.
That's worldwide.
$600 million.
Dear Lord.
As you think about it, that number sounds ridiculous, but What's the biggest opening weekend ever?
It's like 230, something like that.
230, I think, and it was it was Jurassic World. Yeah, that's just the
That's a good point. Yeah.
So if there is any amount of positive buzz, like if the initial reviews coming out are holy shit, I believe that $600 million number. I believe it.
Think about this, too, and this is anecdotal again, but there are casual fans. I work with people who they're not huge Star Wars geeks like us. They are not like plugged into the geek world like we are. They are not – they know the movie is coming out, and they've already bought tickets they're excited to see it, and they're casual.
Right. Yeah. So the level fives out there are just –
Level fives are camping out the night before.
Yeah,
they have tickets.
Level fives are the guys who like camp out a month before. Like that. Yeah. That's. I mean.
No.
Well, yeah.
Maybe, I guess
it's possible.
It's possible, dude. There is no limit. There's no limit to what a level five will do for their fandom. That's the highest you can go, Christopher.
Well, hopefully not. Like,
all right. Yeah.
So, you know, back to Phantom Menace, people camped out like a month before, like 2 months before. I mean, they like had tents. There was tents outside of theaters.
I mean, that's a different world.
It's a different environment because people were burned by that, right?
Right. So, yeah. so nobody wants to do that.
That was
again.
The first. I mean, that was.
But this is the second coming. This is
exactly. This perfectly segues into why we are so excited about this, and the trailer I think supports.
No question.
Why we're so excited about this? Okay. Because taking what we know about
the prequel, less CG shit.
It felt like I tweeted
real,
about this.
Felt like Star Wars.
It felt like they went to places and actually shot outside.
Yes.
Because so much of the prequel was just computer generated environments.
Actors are standing in a room, a giant green room. Like,
It actually looks like there's sunlight and there's you know, actual when you see.
They shot this movie on film, Andrew.
Dirty. I know. It's
they shot this movie on film.
Yeah,
like that's awesome.
When you see Rey, when you see Daisy Ridley's Rey walking across the sand, it is the actual desert.
Yeah,
which is just, I mean, taking what we know about the prequels and how this is a huge seismic shift back to what the original trilogy was like.
That's right. That's exactly. Yeah. It's trying to capture that feel, and that's why I think the optimism is justified.
Okay, so. Let's
walk through the trailer.
Yeah, let's walk through the trailer a little bit. So, if you haven't watched this, we're going to put a link. Andrew, help me put a link in the notes so that you can go watch it too, so you know exactly what we're talking about.
Link to the main site. Link to the Star Wars site if it's up there.
I'll link to the Star Wars site.
So there's a few things like someone asks. You know, we see Daisy like in the Star Destroyer. She's obviously
Star Destroyer. She's in the carcass of that Super Star Destroyer.
Right. She's scavenging. She's a scavenger. You know, on a
desert planet.
Yeah, and they call this Jakku, but we think it might be Tatooine. That's the rumor.
Not Tatooine.
People are saying that's like the new name for Tatooine.
Oh, really?
That it's because that's so much time has passed.
Yeah, that's actually
not a bad
theory.
Anyway,
right?
Yeah, so we find the trailer opens on Rey, Daisy Ridley's Rey, and she's scavenging through this Super Star Destroyer that has crashed on this planet,
which is so cool.
So cool.
She's like spelunking.
It doesn't look like there's any CG. It looks like it's freaking real. Like they built part of that. That's freaking
exactly.
Great.
Yeah,
looks amazing. And
you hear a voiceover. Right. I think that's Leia doing the voiceover. I think that's Leia asking the question, who are you?
Says, who are you?
Yeah.
And she says, I'm no one.
Right.
Chills.
Yeah. Total chills.
Flat out chills.
And then we see like a ship like.
It's a callback to Luke. You know,
it's a callback to Luke.
It's a genius callback to the original sort of idea of the Star Wars itself, which is what's your place? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Yep.
I just love that.
Are they do we think from that they're both Jedi Knights? Do they both have the Force? Well, because obviously like John Boyega has the Force.
What we'll talk about because you know we start the trailer starts on Rey. We kind of see it focus on her and it gives you an idea of her place and mm-hmm. what she thinks her place is mm-hmm. in the grand scheme of things. And then the trailer shifts focus to John Boyega's Finn, who is clearly part of the First Order, which is the Empire kind of offshoot.
Remnants of the Empire.
Yeah, remnants of the Empire. He's a stormtrooper.
And he's
clearly not a clone.
Right.
Clearly
not They're a clone. Not clones. Yeah, yeah. But like he like run. He's obviously you know in distress. He's Mr. Yeah. Distress.
Well, this is a reminder. You see, he says that I've been
raised to one thing.
For one thing, and you remember that the earlier teaser had the TIE fighter with the red shooting stuff up inside.
Yeah.
That's the TIE fighter that is crashing down onto the desert planet.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Same TIE fighter. So clearly, he rebels somehow,
or they try to kill him, and he runs.
He tries to escape.
Right.
And that's the TIE fighter. That
right. And then he crashes
away inside, right. and then escapes from the main ship and crashes on this planet.
He crashes on this planet, and then
somehow
that's when
these two hook up.
Yeah, they meet up, and then there's explosions, and then there's TIE fighters chasing the Millennium Falcon. And when the music like swelled up in the trailer, dude, it just has such
my whole body,
dude. Yes, just my whole body. Chills, just chills.
It's well executed,
extremely well. And then you get Hans. They meet up at some point uh-huh. with Han Solo. And they are on the Millennium Falcon, and they're all together.
This is an interesting like what he says. What he says is
whoa.
A world.
Yeah, before you skip ahead, you see Kylo Ren.
You do see
Kylo Boyega.
Yeah,
after you see Boyega. You see Kylo Ren looking out the deck of a.
Big pushing on him. He's looking out. Yeah,
hear his voiceover. He is clearly a devotee.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
He's obviously
Trump Vader.
Right.
Yeah.
Han Solo says to these two, "It's all true. You know, the Force, the Jedi. You know, the dark side. It's all real. Like no one knows about this stuff. It's all.
I think that they know
legend."
About it.
It's legend.
It's become
right.
legend. It mm-hmm. is such a like. It takes the idea of the fact that
so there's no Jedi's running around. That's a big answer. There's
well,
there's
and,
no there's no
think about it,
force.
Think about it this way.
There's no
think
Sith. There's no
there's
Sith
no,
running around.
Well, there's the Ren. It looks like the Knights of Ren. That's what Kylo Ren is. He is. They are Force users, but they are not Sith.
Is okay. That's my question. I'm jumping the gun here, but what if Kylo Ren doesn't have the Force? What if he's just a dude with the lightsaber?
Well, no, the trailer suggests that he does.
Well, you see,
he's moving stuff. He's like got the hand and
he's force gripping Poe Dameron. That's
right.
another character.
Oh yeah, he's like torturing. He's torturing him with the force, which is
clearly torturing
crazy
him, so.
Awesome. Okay, never mind. That's a stupid.
It appears
question.
He does have the force. He's mm-hmm. a force wielder.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's not a Sith. It seems
not a
like.
Sith.
Well, we don't know. I mean,
we don't know for sure.
Again, the Sith may have evolved into
exactly
something, right?
That's, exactly.
It's what I mean. The timeline is this is 30 some odd years later.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Han Solo is how old, Harrison Ford is in our life. So he's in his 60s or 70s. However, time passes in the Star Wars.
We don't really know how time passes in the Star Wars universe. He could be 100 years old. So
he could,
he's human, but he's not like everybody ages who's human like normally. Right. So we would imagine.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
But so they at some point.
They're on the Millennium Falcon.
They're on the Millennium Falcon talking about the Force.
They're having this conversation.
Yeah. Chills again.
Clearly, they've not. So, okay, what that reveals is they're not, especially both of them, clearly have not been educated in this is what happened when the Empire was brought down.
Right. Right.
They've heard stories, the legends of the Jedi and Luke and all of that, mm-hmm. and they're on the Falcon somehow. They've met with Han Solo, and Han Solo is telling them all of that was true.
Well,
I was there,
it could be also that because she's on Jakku and Boyega has been a stormtrooper this whole time, that they're a little misinformed, you know? Maybe, like, there's stuff happening on Coruscant somewhere that's, like, there's a bunch of Jedis running around on Coruscant, and they because the Empire fell, there hasn't been a lot of running around.
Well, the remnants of the Empire would presumably fashion, tell the history Republic. They wanted to tell.
Right. Exactly. That's a good point, yeah.
Well, I think the reaction that I had to it is a little more meta than what you guys are getting into, because it spoke to me about Star Wars has this place in our culture of kind of a modern myth and how it's a retelling of classic stories. And when Han Solo says that to to Finn and to Rey, it speaks to me that even in the universe itself, the events that have happened in the past have kind of fallen into myth. So it's kind of like a meta expression of the greater Star Wars mythology. It's even mythology now. What happened in the original movies mythology now in its own universe.
Right. Dude, what you're saying is just getting me so jacked up right now.
Seriously, like,
that is a sign that. Abrams, that's yet another sign that he totally gets it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And mm-hmm. this movie is
so
going to be ridiculous.
So, okay, so there's obviously like a space battle on the ice planet. We don't know the name of that, do we?
We don't. Not as far as I know.
That is probably the
X-wings battling.
Right. It's like space battle, but it's like low orbit. And they're fighting about something on this planet. This is obviously the home planet of like the New Order, it seems like. There's one shot of X-wings flying at TIE fighters, and if you ignore the things happening right in front of you, you look in the distance, you can see trenches. Do you guys see the trenches?
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
When they're flying over the lake?
No. It's like there's a lake shot, and then there's like another shot where they're flying at each other, distance, there's a mountain. There's a distance in the mountain, there's trenches
some kind
in
of
the
structure.
Ice.
Structure.
Right. Yeah. Like this could be like a Death Star?
In the valley, yeah. It's some kind of, well,
the channels look like Death Star channels is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
There is some kind of new super weapon. I've heard the term Star Killer Base.
I've heard this too. Star Killer Base. Yes.
So there's some kind. I mean, the Empire, the Emperor loved his super weapons.
I love the again callback to the fans. Luke's original name was Starkiller.
Oh, yeah,
I just
so
love
great.
That.
In the original version of the screenplay, his name was Starkiller.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just love that. So awesome.
Well, that is another huge thing about this trailer. We don't hear or see Luke Skywalker.
We'll get to that speculation. Okay, Let's keep working through the trailer. Okay, so clearly there's some kind of battle. There are multiple actually battles.
Yeah.
One on the frozen planet. The other it appears to be on the same planet where there's some kind of a resistance base, right? Because
looks like it.
Boyega is he has an exchange with Poe. Yeah. There are X-wings around them. They're clearly climbing into ships. It looks as if it's green. It looks as if that's the same planet as the planet that they're flying over the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's stuff going on. So this trailer clearly is a jumble of timelines and parts of the movie, because the next scene, of course, is them together, Boyega and Daisy on the desert planet. So it's offering sort of they clearly get together and then they end up on some other planet, and then the scene that follows after that is them walking in with Han Solo into some kind of a temple complex.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
with a droid, giant droid walking out
the
past
red
them.
Droid thing.
I get the feeling that they have to go see some. I mean, there's obviously there's going to be some kind of plot. There's going to be some kind of MacGuffin where they are with Solo. Either Solo's trying to save them, or they're helping him on something that he's doing. Obviously, one or both of these people is very important, and one or both of them is being chased.
What if this What if this planet is where Luke is? Maybe they go to this planet to look
for
Luke.
Solo's looking for Luke?
Right. Maybe Solo is the only one who knows where Luke is. Like,
or he's trying to find Luke.
Right. He's like he knows, like, Luke told him, hey, I'm going to be on this planet. If you ever run into any Jedi, which he obviously has, you know, bring him to me, kind of a thing.
Yeah. That could be it. That's actually really good speculation. They're trying to find Luke.
They're trying to find Luke.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're trying to get Finn, or they're trying to get Rey or Finn or both to Luke because he's the only Jedi.
Because he can train him. He can train him to not get killed by this Kylo Ren guy. So
which Kylo Ren clearly wants to do.
Yeah, wants to murder all the people.
So I think that this goes. I tweeted about this. I think they're both Force sensitive, and I think they're both Jedi. Or they both could become Jedi.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, because it'd be cool to have...
I hope, for the simple fact of how different it would be, that it actually, if one of them has to die, because J.J. Abrams, you know, he does that type of thing.
Yeah.
Heroic sacrifices are part of his kind of aesthetic that he always does. I hope that it's Daisy Ridley that gets carried through to the trilogy. I hope that she becomes the central kind of heroic figure, like Skywalker was in the first film.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Are we still
thinking, because of the lack of Luke, that he either dies in this movie or he plays a very small part, perhaps?
I'm starting to think more and more that Luke will die in this movie. But then
there's the shot of Han comforting Leia.
Exactly.
And she looks very sad.
And you put that together with someone handing Leia the lightsaber, and it's sort of like...
from another trailer, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Crap. Yeah. Like, Luke's probably going to die.
Well, here we kind of come to the culmination of the teaser, or the trailer itself. We see Kylo Ren, it seems to be, about to engage in a lightsaber fight with John Boyega on a snow planet in... a forest,
yeah.
At night, which we're going to come back around to this, because Patrick, you're a film student. I've studied a little bit of film. We all are all film fans. We can talk about the beauty and the artistry of what J.J. Abrams appears to be creating, just in his filmmaking.
Well, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but most of the shots of this trailer are tracking shots and push-ins. They're all like moving.
Yes.
There's so much movement in this trailer. They're all dolly shots. Yeah.
But not like jumpy kind of stupid Mega Bay active camera. It's like long sweeping heroic.
Well, even
shots.
Even the shot of like John Boyega and what's the guy's name who flies the
Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron. They're walking past each other. There's like a dolly shot, and the camera like turns to him, and when they say Jedi, you know, and it just
it lingers on his face.
Right. Yeah. So you like those kind of shots are fantastic, because it's like that takes a lot of work to get that right. To hit that right in that moment.
Yep.
So there's a lot of that in this trailer. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of push-ins. There's a lot of like camera sweeping.
J.J. Abrams is clearly a skilled filmmaker.
Yes,
and I think
he is.
That's going to be the main difference that we'll get, like beyond the other kind of... But for me, the main difference that we're going to get from this is the fact that George Lucas... for all of the great qualities of the six movies that he made and was involved in, he is not a great technical camera person, in my opinion.
Let's pause and wait for him to come back.
Okay.
Sorry about that. We lost Christopher, so we're back in here. Let's wrap this up. I have a thought about the last shot. There's a couple of things happening in the last shot. The last shot is Kylo Ren with his light firing up his lightsaber in the woods
in the snow.
And
looks beautiful.
You can see that his lightsaber is a little messed up.
The last thing you were talking about was the tracking shots.
Right. Yeah.
How beautiful the shots of the trailer and how it's been being shot.
So, it's a push. That shot is even like a push in. Like it's a dolly push in.
Yes.
You see that his lightsaber is a little messed up. It doesn't look as clean or as sharp as the blue lightsaber. Yeah. I'm wondering about that, if they explain that. And you see his hood might be off, and you see his hair, his black hair.
He may not be wearing his mask.
Right. So you get to see his face at the end. I'm hoping that, they reveal what he looks like. Now, here's a theory that people are talking about, and this is a little crazy, because J.J. Abrams loves to mess with people.
Yep.
That Kylo Ren is not Adam Driver. That Kylo Ren is Luke Skywalker. What do you guys think of that?
That
Luke Skywalker has turned evil.
Nope, no, I am not subscribing to that theory.
No way.
I think it's people.
That's why Luke is not in the trailer, because he's evil. He's turned evil.
No,
I don't think so. I give no credence to that. And I think Abrams is just trolling by kind of even alluding to the possibility. I think he's just trolling. He's just messing with the fandom because that's what he does, and he wants to keep the mystery.
What if this trilogy is Luke's redemption trilogy? Like they're trying to redeem him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a little too mimicky of the first trilogy. Like Luke has fallen to the dark side, and Finn or Rey has to save him. I think it's a little too much. Like the first
I think
trilogy.
That's just repeating the arc of the first trilogy. I would say no way.
All right,
I don't think I subscribe to that theory at all. I think people think they can find evidence. I think you can find evidence for anything you want, because a lot of what's in the trailer is obtuse, and we're kind of picking out what we think makes sense. But there's so much of the story that we don't know. There's so much of how the characters are constructed that we don't know.
I suspect, this is my totally random but educated guess, I suspect that Luke was the reclusive monk type.
Yeah. Yep.
And Kylo Ren kills him.
Yeah.
I think that,
That's going to, talk about like a giant weeping man in a theater. If they kill Luke.
Talk about a 34-year-old man who's going to be crying in the movie.
32, full on tears.
The emotional.
Yeah.
The emotional hook of the movie is going to be, oh my God, Luke is dead. How do we recover? What do we need to do?
We have to carry on.
We got to find the force.
Things will look pretty bleak.
We got to awaken the force.
Right. If they kill Luke, things will look pretty bleak with like a Sith guy running around murdering.
For sure. I mean, that's the whole.
People.
I think that's the hook of the first movie in my mind. That's my theory anyway.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that would put an emotional resonance on it that would just be mind-blowing, in that Luke is dead, has been killed by this badass, who clearly might be the only known force user, right? And how are they going to figure it out? How are they going to be trained? How are they, are they going to do?
Consider this. We know Lucas's kind of love of myth and the Joseph Campbell's influence on the series itself, the hero with a thousand faces and the heroic journey.
Yeah.
The reality is, in those myth stories, the old gods have to die for the new gods to reach their maximum power, to reach the top. Mm-hmm. So keeping with the idea of the Star Wars mythos and how it retells classic myths, Luke would have to die for new Jedi to be born, in the idea of the Star Wars.
I'd be real sad about it, but I feel like it's okay if Luke dies, because he'll probably still be there in like an Obi-Wan Kenobi kind of a thing, where he'll be like a ghost.
Force ghost.
And
that option always exists.
Right. So,
and you know, I mean, Obi-Wan Kenobi sacrificed himself
totally
for Luke.
I think a similar situation is going to happen. He's going to sacrifice himself to save these two.
Either he sacrifices himself, or he heroically fights to make sure.
Yeah.
That,
well, I just think Abrams' imagination is better than that, because that's way too call back to
A New Hope.
I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a Kylo Ren shows up at the temple where he's been a recluse and smokes him.
Yeah.
And there's no sacrifice by Luke. There is no heroic moment for him. Mm-hmm. He is killed.
Wow.
That's bleak.
I think that's the whole idea, is that bleakness is what gets people out of the woodwork, is what gets Han engaged in these new people who are, you know, what's going on here. I just think that emotional tone would be fantastic.
So there's a shot of Han and Chewie with their hands on their heads.
Yes.
And the shot is like sweeping by, and they look stunned.
They're lowering their hands.
Lowering their hands.
They've been liberated or something.
Yep, right. But like, what if that moment is Kylo Ren just cut off Luke's head or something?
Something.
Yeah. You know? And they're just like, crap.
We could speculate.
They wouldn't lower their hands, though.
Well, they're just so shocked. They'd still be under.
I think that they're being freed.
Freed. Okay. I see.
And they're amazed by what's taking place in front of them.
Mm. Yep.
All right. Well, obviously, we could talk to no end about
anyway,
this. Is there any last thoughts before
we've been able to talk about it for 40 minutes?
Is there any last thoughts before we like wrap this up? Because I don't know if anybody's still listening.
How many days, Andy?
54 days.
54 days.
There are definitely people listening.
December 18th.
Or 17th.
I will be seeing it the 17th.
So will I.
Yeah.
I already have my tickets.
Yeah, well, we hope that you're excited about this as we are. Should we do any, like, I don't know, we don't need to do any trivia or anything. This is just a special episode.
It is a special episode.
You should
watch the trailer many times.
You should watch the trailer. You should
send us your theories.
Yeah, email your theories at brothersgeekpodcast@gmail.com. You should follow us on Twitter for updates and stuff. brothers_geek@twitter.com. You should go to the website, brothersgeek.com, all that jazz. Thanks, brothers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.